Chapter 11, A Special Song. I now turned to sharing the faith message with other churches. I had already spoken to several friends about the possibility of their church supporting the mission project, giving them a packet which contained the faith message and 10 bridge flyers. The faith message was a sermon I wrote in March to preach at other churches, challenging people to step out of the boat, to help those in need, plant seeds, and support the bridge project with their prayers and donations. Not surprisingly, the first church who invited me to come speak was my dad's church, Jones Crossroads Baptist, in Lancaster. This was my home church growing up. My parents had joined the church in the 1980s because that is where Mom's sister's family attended. It was a small, country church with a big heart, with an outward expression of love for others. I remembered my mother each time I visited, always stopping to look at the beautiful granite church sign with the inscription at the bottom, "In Memory of Juanita G. Black, 1989. This was purchased with the memorials people had given in her memory. I also shouldn't have been surprised when Dad called to tell me Aunt Jo was organizing a special dinner in my honor on the Wednesday night I would speak. In 1999, when Cynthia and I announced we would be moving to Blythewood, the church held an appreciation dinner for us. Aunt Jo was always so proud of me for the family I was raising and now for my involvement in this mission project. She often treated me more like a son than a nephew. There was another person who was a big spiritual supporter in my life, Uncle Robert, my dad's brother. He was there at Joe and Bob's swimming pool when Dad, Mom, and I were all baptized, and he was there for me the night my mother passed away. Now, I wanted him to be there when I preached the faith message for the first time, so he could see the man I had become, a man who was following God's will in his life. The week before I was to speak, I searched for a new song to sing during my sermon. Taking my son to school each morning gave me the opportunity to listen to several of my favorite Christian compact discs, which included the Wow Hits 2010. The Wow Hits 2010 was a double compact disc set I had gotten as a Christmas gift. I had previously performed two songs as solos, but wanted a new song to sing at my dad's church. As I listened one morning, the song playing immediately grabbed my attention. The words went straight to my heart, and in my haste to find which compact disc track it was, I accidentally hit the eject button. I quickly put it back in, and as the first song started, I was stunned. It was the first song on compact disc number one. All these months of listening to those two compact discs, and the song never caught my attention like it did now. Maybe it never meant anything to me then, but now it did, only after fully surrendering my whole life to God and His purposes. The song is The Motions. I purchased the compact disc solo track and practiced it over a dozen times, each time its words becoming more and more powerful in their meaning. The song soon became a testimony to the changes that had occurred in my life in just the past few months. I plan to sing it near the end of the faith message as an exclamation point to the message. After finding the special song for the sermon, I worked hard to finish the trifold bridge display. In the center, I taped the map of Nicaragua I had purchased in the airport in April. On the map, I indicated the location of the bridge site. I surrounded the map with lots of pictures from my trip, including the meeting at the bridge site and the survey work. Even after looking over this display, I realized some people would still see this project as a dream. At this point, I couldn't think of any words that would convince them otherwise. I placed one last picture on the trifold display. It was a picture of a finished bridge, spanning about the same distance as the one to be built in Nicaragua. I titled the picture, Bridge of Hope. And at the bottom, placed a label of faith. Coming spring 2011.